March for Our Lives members target 9 states for voter registration. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 24, 2020. Members of the student gun control group March for Our Lives are traveling through 9 states to register voters for the upcoming November elections. Fox News reported that the March for Our Lives members are seeking to bring about their vision for gun reform. The states being targeted by the gun control supporters include Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and Texas. The voter registration push will go broader than gun control, to include calls for racial injustice, immigration, healthcare, and economic inequality. March for Our Lives formed in the wake of the February 14, 2018, attack on Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. That attack was carried out by a man who carried a legally acquired rifle into the school's gun-free zone and opened fire, killing 17 innocents. March for Our Lives held a highly publicized gun control rally in Washington, D.C., on March 24, 2018. Breitbart News reported that the rally was marked by people carrying anti-gun, anti-Trump, and pro-left-wing agenda signs. On March 28, 2018, Breitbart News reported that research by University of Maryland sociologist Dana R. Fisher released data showing that only 10% of the attendees of the D.C. March for Our Lives rally were under 18 years of age. Contrary to what's been reported in many media accounts, the D.C. March for Our Lives crowd was not primarily made up of teenagers. Only about 10% of the participants were under 18, Fisher used a Washington Post op-ed to say. The average age of the adults in the crowd was just under 49 years old, which is older than participants at the other marches I've surveyed but similar to the age of the average participant at the Million Moms March in 2000, which was also about gun control. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.